Another issue about neoadjuvant therapy that I've heard a lot of people bring up is the question of at what point do you send the patient to surgery? Is it maximal response? A lot of docs in practice have questions about, they're concerned. Also, the issue of Bev in the neoadjuvant setting, bevacizumab, is that ever a consideration?
Okay, so two things there. First, the timing of chemotherapy in the primary chemotherapy or neoadjuvant setting. I mean, the data from the trial suggests that it should be done halfway through, which most commonly is after cycle 3. But there are occasionally diary issues that make it delayed until cycle 4. So I think, you know, 3 or 4, but 3 preferably, which also gives time for more chemotherapy post-surgery, because we know that in the vast majority of patients, although the surgery can be successfully completed and the patient, let's say, has no macroscopic residual disease after the interval surgery, there is still live tumor under the microscope and they need to continue with chemotherapy. And so they need to have another, you know, 3 cycles, I would say, of chemotherapy. So that is how we've commonly divided it, right in the middle, so that patients get chemotherapy after surgery.